Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We haven't had a rush on the parsha in quite a while. I wanted to focus. We have two of the most difficult parshas in the Torah, of Tazria and Metzorah, because they deal with a subject which is very esoteric, one that we're not familiar with, the whole matters of Taras and the Goyim, and there are a phenomenal amount of Mishnayos and say the Tyrus. Sefer HaGoyim is a very, very long Masechta, very complex halachos. And therefore, we tend to look at these parshiyos in a very superficial fashion because they're too daunting to really dig into exactly all the aspects of the halacha. I wanted to focus on the Gemara in Eirechen, the Tezayin Amar Aleph, Omar of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar of Yochanan. Al Shiva Dvorim the Goyim Boim. There are seven reasons that the Rebbeinu Shem brings the Goyim. Al Loshon Hara, speaking Loshon Hara, Shpichas Domim, and taking human life. Val Shvua Shov, and people swearing falsely. Val Gili Arayis, and on for immoral activity, while gasas haruach, because people are egotistical, while a gezel, and for theft, while toros ayin, because people are not forthcoming, and they're jealous of others. And then the Gemara brings psukim to establish all of these things. So it's a very amazing thing what took place. That a person spoke lashon hara, and he could wake up in the morning, and he has a negah. You know there are different types of negah. The nega first came by bias, afflicted his house. If he didn't get the message with the affliction on his house, it came a little closer to him. The nega now affected the clothing that he wore. And if he still didn't get the message, finally it afflicted his body itself. The nega of the goof. A person sinned, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him an email. My entire kin, my lovely child, you're out of line. You know, get back in line. This was the association that we had with the Rabbeinu Shalom, such a close relationship that if we took a step out of line, the Rabbeinu Shalom sent an email. You know, you stepped out of line, get back in line. There are different ways that we interface with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the 23rd Mizmor and Tillim, or Chol Gimel, Dovid HaMelech writes, your staff, and your cane, your support, they provide me with solace. Now we will understand that Mishenes, when a person feels he needs assistance, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps forth and assists him, then certainly he feels solace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shiftecha denotes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a step and again brings punishment to a person. So what does David HaMelech describe there as Heimei Nachamu? Heard many years ago, going in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Leizer Kletchinsky Zatzal, one of the greatest Talmidim of the Rav and the Chazon Ish. And he explained that I believe it's rooted in a Medrash Eicha, according to my research, that he gave a moshe. A shepherd was tending his sheep, and one of them ran off into the forest by itself. And then realized it had no means of going back, it was lost. And the sheep became very frightened. There were wolves in the forest, and it was aware of them, it heard them, and it was very, very frightened. The shepherd realized finally that he was missing one of the sheep, and he runs into the forest to look for it, and he finds it. When he finds it, he takes the shepherd's staff, and he smacks it across the shoulders. And two things happen simultaneously. On one hand, the sheep feels the sting of the shepherd's staff. But on the other hand, the sheep feels the presence of the shepherd. His fear is lifted because it knows the shepherd is watching over him. He says, this is what David HaMelech said. David HaMelech had different points in his life, had points of great triumph and points of great tragedy. And what do we find? We find that David HaMelech, Kais Yeshuas, Esau, L'Shem Hashem Ekro, in times of triumph and happiness and satisfaction, he praised the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But also as well, Tzorah V'Yoga in Emtza. David HaMelech had a life which was afflicted with Tzorah V'Yoga, much pain and much anguish. And he still said, V'Shem Hashem Ekro, I praise the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Feeling the presence of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, even in hours of sorrow, that if we feel his presence, we're aware that he's here. So this is the ultimate gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that we're not alone. We stand, we move forward in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that gives us the confidence to go forward. And therefore, shift from Mishantecha in Yerachamim. Sometimes with the staff, and sometimes by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's support. But both of them provided solace for David HaMelech. The tzaras was also, it was an affliction, but it was also a feeling of the presence of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is so involved with us that if we take a misstep, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is there to give us a slap on the wrist, to admonish us, to correct our ways. That was the association, the relationship that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the great mysteries is why, in fact, what happened to Tzaras? Why we no longer have Tzaras? It was a spiritual affliction that a physical manifestation, but as the Gemara says, it came from seven chatan. It was a spiritual affliction. So why suddenly is it removed? That we now look at Tazria Mitzvah, is something totally removed from reality. But it has no direct bearing in our world. And Rabbeinu Yoina in one place writes that the reason for this is that we no longer have the same closeness with HaKadosh Baruch. There was a closeness of Moshe Rabbeinu, who could say, Indu v'eshma'o. Wait, so you get a hotline to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at any moment that he wants. And as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself affirmed, L'chein avdi Moshe, or Beisi Nemanu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Nabi. He has constant access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any special preparation. And he had Nevi'im. Nevi'im had access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in a more convoluted and more difficult process. Then we had Ruach HaKadosh, which was a lesser manifestation of the Nevi'im. And finally, it's the Bayis Sheni begins all of these lapses. It was a Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina was not fully present in the Bayis Sheni, but we have the 10 miracles, the 10 Nisim, which took place every day in the Beis HaMikdash, described in the Mishnah in Opus. It's undoubtedly he's talking about Bayis Sheni. With the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, there's a greater hest upon him. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is now removed. There is a hest upon him. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is removed from the world now. More hidden and more veiled than he was at earlier times. And this is the state of Klal Yisrael and the Golos. Therefore, Rabbeinu Yoina says, we no longer merit that close association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we had at earlier times with the Mikdash stood. And consequently, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam no longer sends us those emails. He no longer directly admonishes us. We have to look more closely at our actions and more closely at the world around us to realize that there's a house that we have to put in order. We live in a time of phenomenal leaders of them. Great hest upon us. The world is afflicted. Klal Yisrael is afflicted. Yisrael is afflicted. And we need to realize that Rebbeinu Shel Olam has made a statement, Ani Hashem, I am the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's no one else in charge. And each one of us has to look within ourselves find the means of elevating ourselves in our service of the Rebbeinu Shemayim, whether it's in Talmud Torah, whether it's in Tefillah, whether it's undertaking something new that we've long wanted to undertake. And yet, somehow it always gets pushed to the back burner. To seize the moment, the moment that we're less involved with the world around us, of course, and consequently, it's a time that we have greater opportunities to connect with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a very personal fashion, in ways that are not always so accessible. May the Rebbeinu Shel Olam grant that we find inspiration in this hour of Midas Adin, which draws us closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and thereby we merit, we have tzchus that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will ameliorate the Midas Adin, bring forth the Midas Harachamim, bring forth the compassion, bring forth the fools, all of Klal Yisrael in the world that are afflicted. It's the lesson that we have to take from Tazria Mitzrayim, that we have to strive to have a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we were in a lofty madrega in the Midrash stood, it was much more accessible than it is today. But it's also accessible presently. It takes a greater effort on our part to connect with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. May the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give us tzchus that we merit connecting with him. We merit strengthening our ties with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, strengthening our awareness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's presence in our lives. And thereby, we merit Yeshua, Rebbeinu Baruch Hu, in this very grave crisis that we face. Wanted to now